SA Diary.
It is said that 10% of South African preschoolers will battle with a stutter at some point. Our next guest is someone who takes this issue rather seriously. Tumi Bulunga is a journalist, a motivational speaker, and now an author, and he has penned Dreams Don't Stutter as a guide. Tumi, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
I believe you grew up a person who stutters, and, well, in the few seconds you've said good morning Africa, there's nothing that even suggests that you are stuttering.
Give it time. As the show goes on, I think you might catch, on my tone. Yeah,
I can imagine. I don't think I stutter, at least anyway. I think there might be a letter or two that I do stutter, but then I do the typical thing of speaking as fast as I can to get over it so that the stutter doesn't pick up. How disabling was it for you to grow up with a stutter?
It was so disempowering because, first of all, it eats away at your self-confidence, for one. It definitely affects your self-esteem to a point where you begin to adjust your dreams just to fit your community, you know. So I didn't really have that confidence to go out there and make things happen because I always felt judged. I always felt less than, and it really affected me psychologically. So I was in a really bad space.
And how did you get over it, Tumi?
I was grateful for having a very supportive family, and the school that I went to, my teacher, Mrs. Pereira, she gave me a book that I think changed my life. The book was by Stephen Covey, The 7 Highly Effective Habits. And when I read that book, I realized that I can choose to be reactive or proactive. So I decided to be proactive. And it's amazing how I never even went to a single class of speech therapist, but just because I discovered my passion and my calling and my gift, somehow it got overshadowed what I once saw as a weakness.
And is that the essence of your book, Dreams Don't Stutter?
Yes, definitely. It is the core of the book because in the book, I talk about people stuttering in different ways. It's not just a speech impediment. There are people out there, Africa, who are stuttering emotionally, who are stuttering financially, who are stuttering in their love life. But just because they stutter in those areas or departments, it doesn't mean their dreams also have to stutter.
And is it a book that is widely available to me? Can people get it from exclusive bookstores, for example?
Not yet. But I've got distributors at Cape Town, Durban, PE, and Pretoria.
All right. Where do they find the details then of where to get the book?
They can give me a call and my distributor will come exactly where they are.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And obviously give you a call on your cell phone number, which we'll share on social media. Tumi Bulunga, thank you very much for your time this morning. A journalist and author of Dreams Don't Stutter. He has distributors in Cape Town. And if you call the number 082-453-3979, that's 082-453-3979, you'll be able to get details of where your nearest distributor is. Tumi Bulunga, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning.